Unit 1. Food.
Part 2. Listening-centered activities. Listening 1. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the order list below with the information you get from the tape.
Hello, room service. This is room 226. We'd like to order breakfast for tomorrow.
Yes, sir, what would you like?
We'd like to start with fruit juice, orange for me and grapefruit for my wife. Fresh juice, please. Not canned or frozen.
Right, sir. One fresh orange and one fresh grapefruit.
Good. And then bacon, eggs and tomato for me, and two soft-boiled eggs for my wife, and toast, butter and marmalade. Do you have diffamas?
Yes, sir. We'll put a selection of preserves on your tray. And is it tea or coffee?
A tea, please, but with lemon, not milk.
Very good. And when is it for?
Oh, about 7:30 would be fine.
Fine. And could you give me your name, sir?
It's Sands. Mr. and Mrs. Sands, room 226.
Thank you, sir.
Listening 2. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the first part of the passage and complete the following by filling in the blanks.
The American passion of speed has now hit the food business. Many restaurants, in particular the great chain restaurant company McDonald's, specialize in fast food. Food which is served at the counter ready to go or to take out. The food, cooked and hot, is packed into cardboard and plastic containers, and hot drinks go into plastic cups with tight-fitting lids. There are also drive-in fast food restaurants where the customer does not have to leave his or her car. They first stop at a board where the menu is displayed. Give an order through a microphone, and then drive another 20 yards where a girl hands them the meal, ready cooked and packed. People who prefer to eat at a table in the restaurant also receive their food in cardboard or plastic containers, and the knives, forks, and spoons are plastic too. When they have finished, customers throw everything except the tray into the trash can.
Directions. Listen to the second part of the passage and answer the following questions.
In most cities, large and small, you can eat Mexican or Italian food. And even small towns have a coffee shop serving simple meals, drinks of all kinds, and excellent freshly made coffee. You sit at the counter or are served at a table. Service in restaurants and coffee shops is efficient and friendly. Waiters and waitresses often introduce themselves. Hi, I'm Don or Debbie. What can I get you folks? This friendliness is natural, and not entirely influenced by the hope of a high tip. In any case, people usually tip 15% of the check. One of the most pleasant things about waiters and waitresses is that they refill your coffee cup several times for no extra charge.
1. What is said about service in restaurants and coffee shops in America? 2. What impression do waiters and waitresses give customers when they introduce themselves? 3. What is an appropriate amount for a tip? 4. What is one of the most pleasant things about waiters and waitresses?
Listening 3. Exercise.
Directions. Listen to the tongue twisters and fill in the blanks with the words you hear. Listen again to check your answers. Then practice saying these tongue twisters as quickly as possible.
1. The big baker bakes bread.
2. The bun is better buttered, Bill muttered.
3. Cheryl's cheap chip shop sells cheap chips.
4. You can have fried fresh fish, fish fried fresh, fresh fried fish, fresh fish fried, or fish fresh fried.
5. All I want is a proper cup of coffee, made in a proper coffee pot. You can believe it or not, I want a cup of coffee in a proper coffee pot. Tin coffee pots or iron coffee pots, they're no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. 1. The big baker bakes black bread.
2. The bun is better buttered.